Blackstone Audio presents The Sea Garden by Marcia Willett. This book is read by Lucy Rayner. To Regina Hartig. Prologue. Summer. Journeys. All her life she's loved journeys. She climbs onto the train, squeezes her way past other travellers, checking her ticket against the labels on the seats, and swings her small case onto the luggage rack. The middle-aged couple in the opposite seats smile at her as she slides in next to the window, and she smiles back, but hopes they won't want to talk to her. Not just yet. First, she needs to settle into the feel of the journey, waiting for the sudden jolt as the train starts to move, experiencing the sensation that the station, the whole of the city, is slipping away behind her. As Jess looks out at the people on the platform, she remembers riding in the back of the car as a small child, in her little seat, heading out to the seaside, and, years later, when she was fetched from boarding school for an exeat or the holidays, being allowed to sit beside the driver, usually Mum, because Daddy was away with his regiment. That childish sense of excitement at the prospect of travelling is just as fresh today. Outside the window, a girl in her early teens is saying goodbye to her parents. Her small, sweet face shows a mixture of excitement and vulnerability. She is pretending a bravado she does not quite feel. Yes, she tells them, she has her ticket. Yes, she has her mobile. She displays them again with an exaggerated show of patient resignation.